Blog Talk Radio.
Ultra awesome. My God, we do praise Him. We do thank Him. We do appreciate Him. We just give Him all thank all of you for coming from all over the world. Let's go, God, in prayer. Heavenly Father, God, we thank you. Thank you because you saved us. Thank you for sanctification and for jubilation. God, we thank you because you are our Savior. Oh, God, thank you for increase. Thank you for working a mighty wonder in our souls, for being our rock, our sword, and our shield. Thank you for never giving up on your people. God, thank you for making the people the head and not the tail, for enlarging our territory, for opening doors that have been closed in our faces. Thank you for all your benefits everywhere. Look, there are benefits from serving you. Thank you. Thank you for insight. Thank you, Lord, for lifting us out of sinking sand and putting our feet on the Holy Ghost fire. Thank you. Thank you for joy bells ringing in our soul and for the miracles that you're bringing on this prayer line that brings about the joy. Oh, you are so old and awesome. We praise you. We give you glory. Thank you for supplying our every need and for giving us many of our hearts to God. Thank you, God, for the anointing of the Holy Ghost, for doing miracles on this promise. God, thank you. Thank you for grace and mercy and for all things that you do. We ask for forgiveness for every sin. Every sin of omission, every sin of commission. And even, Lord, help us to forgive those who trespass against us. Bless us. Lift every heavy burden, lighten every heavy burden. Thank you. We just love you and praise you. Accomplish and forgive your victory that we have through the blood of Jesus. Thank you. We thank you, Lord. And Lord, we anoint you. Lord, you have done so much. We just give you glory and give you praise. Let this be an awesome day for you. Move in a special way. Touch people everywhere. And we'll give you the glory and give you all the praise. Tell everybody that you did it. That nothing has been done that's been done by man. As you did. We thank you. And God bless everyone. Every person who got up, we give you praise and give you adoration. And all the special blessings fall on them. Lord, bless the convention club. Finally, for the old, awesome, blessing. Give us what to do, what to say. Take over, God. Holy Ghost, come on in. Thank you. Thank you for it. And even in advance, I thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God, we're seeking to give you praise all over the world. Help us, Lord. We can't do it without you. We can't use it. Give you this praise is not your life. Enemy doesn't like it. I fight it on every hand. In Jesus. Let's go. Let this be a glorious day. The praise. All of this, everything in passion. Please let me do what I'm asking in the name of Jesus.
Every heart.
With me and God.
Yeah.
Thank you. Amen, and amen, and
amen.
Oh, 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 God. Amen, and amen. Yes. Good morning to all of you, everybody on the prayer line. We just say good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I had to say, and forgive me the best, but I just said something to you yesterday. I've been good to you. Don't punish the Lord. Don't treat him like you're mad at him. Don't do that. That's not a good thing. But treat him like you appreciate him. And here's your opportunity. We're going to have a praise check. That means that we are to give him glory, give him praise.
Yes.
Amen. This is not a praise check to see if you praise him now. No, I know you praise him. And somebody said, we praise him all that. That's not a praise check about that. Let's see where you are on your praise, the level of your
praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. Amen. That's it. Let's go. Praise God. Man was created in God's own image. Our first inclination is to be like God. In other words, to do like he does, to say what he says, to have actions like he has. It's the enemy who comes to bring the other ideas, not God. But every good thing comes from God. My point is this. If man has enough common sense to know that if you write a bestseller, to try to write another book, the idea came from God. Yeah. And God is the author, the greatest author in the world. He wrote the Bible. And is the bestseller of all times, of all times. I want to get this, if I can, this one for you. I believe this. I believe that God is writing other books. Man got enough sense of writing. He got it from God. I mean, God is, and I say it from this reference in the Holy Word in the Bible that says, and the books shall be open. That seems to be common sense that if the word says books, that means that other books are being written other than the Lamb's Book of Life, because it mentions the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. I'm going to find that before we get off the line here. I'm going to read this to you and tell you where it's found in the name of Jesus. Because my point is that these books that will be opened, I believe, will be the record book. And the record book will be a record of all of your good works. Amen. And perhaps the bad things, for sure. But there's some good things that will be in the book. I never read a book that there weren't some good things, perhaps some bad things, too. They shall be opened. And I want you to work out your own salvation, your own salvation with fear and trembling. But make sure you, within your lifespan, make sure you do some things that will be recorded in the books. Amen. That God will record in the books. I mentioned the other day, Jabez got in this book. Read it. Jabez is in this book, the Word of God that we're reading now. And all he did, as far as I know of, is said, Lord, bless me indeed. Amen. There's some things that are going to be mentioned in the books. Amen. I want you to look in your spare time and see what God speaks to your heart and tells you. It's found in Revelation, the 20th chapter and the 12th verse. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, small and great. And the books, B-O-O-K-S, were opened. And another book was opened. Now there were books opened before another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books. The dead were judged out of those things that were written in the books, B-O-O-K-S, according to their works. Work out your own soul salvation. Mm-hmm. Amen. Read that and see what the Lord speaks to your heart and tells you. Amen. According to their works. We're not saved by our works. But the works that we do down here will be in the books. Amen. Make sure you do something where you can be written up in the book in a great way. The Lord will bless you. All right, I got to move on. El Estrada, are you on the line this morning? Or Ambassador Hagen, if y'all are, would you identify GMAP and also the blog line? The line is up. El Estrada, are you there? All right, go ahead, Ambassador Hagen.
Oh, praise God. You there? Lord. Hello, yes, we are here. God bless. Sound like I heard someone. Anyway, we're here and we're broadcasting live from the Blog Talk Radio studio, and we can be reached 347-934-0207. We're being heard all over the world in countries such as Africa, Spain, Italy, India, and you name it. And we can be accessed easily by phone or by internet, npa.com, on the web, or simply call. We are here at the live studio, 347-934-0207. God bless. Back to you, Dr. Johnson.
All right. God bless you. And thank you for such a wonderful introduction. We appreciate it every time. Amen. I don't know if Pastor Scott is on the line yet, but if he is, we release your line to him. Are you there? All right. God bless you. Let's move on this morning with our go back to our wisdom seminar. Amen. This is a time that we ask the saints to allow the Lord to use them with wisdom. Amen. There is a word in the Bible that tells us that God reserves his secrets for the end time. Many of his secrets are revealed in the end time, in the end day. I believe this is end time. And God is releasing and revealing secrets, some that have never really been known in former times. And if you are willing, God does release his secrets to the saints of God. And sometimes as we're listening, things come out that we really haven't heard. They're new to our ears because God reserves some secrets for the end time. May the Lord bless you and keep you. I want to open the wisdom seminar back again just for a few moments on the subject, since this is Father's Day coming up, and it tricked in my mind. Let's be about our Father's business. Our Father's business. What does that mean to you? You have a word on that. Being about the Father's business. Amen. One of the things that I read the other day, I don't know if I read it to you on the prayer line, but I was reading, that he came. Jesus came to seek and to save those who are lost. And he got the commission from the Father. The Father was concerned about the world. There was so much sin. They had been killing animals, trying to get their sins expunged, taken away. And he needed a sacrifice once and for all. And Jesus stepped up and said, Father, I'll go. He came down and lived here on earth. There's records everywhere that Jesus was not a figmentation of our imagination, but he lived here on this earth, healed the sick and raised the dead. Thousands witnessed him being here because thousands followed him, countless thousands, and witnessed him healing sick people and raising the dead, even Lazarus, even Jairus' daughter. And then they witnessed him going to Calvary and nailing his hands and feet to the cross, stretching him wide and dropping him low into that cross, dropped in that big hole. Boom! And then dropped in there, his hands ripped. Feet, because he was hanging by his hands and feet on that cross, nailed to the cross. Jesus hung there and died. It is not just a story. It happened. They took him down and put him into a borrowed tomb. Wasn't planning on staying there long. Stayed there Friday night. All Friday night, Saturday, all Saturday night. But Sunday morning, it's recorded and witnessed by hundreds of people that Jesus, over 500 people, saw him after they saw him crucified on the cross. But after he got up, there's a record that over 500 people saw Jesus, who was raised from the dead, with all power in his hands. Yeah. But he was about the work of the Father. He was about his Father's business. Yeah. And then it's written in the word of God that he came to seek and to save those who are lost. Sit here by the Father, amen, to take care of his Father's business. My God, You and I are saved today because Jesus was about his Father's business. My God. Thank God for Jesus. That's why the old senior saints used to sing that song. Thank God for Jesus who laid the foundation. Thank God for Jesus who opened up the way. Yeah, they had it right. He did. Lay the foundation and open up the way for you and I to have eternal life. And because he was about his Father's business, here we are on the prayer line trying to give him glory and give him praise. Now, he saved us not just for us. Yeah. It's very important that we don't be selfish. It's important not to be selfish, that you are about touching the lives of others. You got your auntie, your uncle, who haven't heard about Jesus, ain't been to church in years. Maybe the Lord might need you to pick up the phone and call him and just tell him that Jesus told you to call him and tell him that you love him, that God loves him, and God is concerned about them. Yeah. What would that mean to your uncle, your auntie, your brother, your sister? Amen. Don't want to hear about Jesus. Call them up and tell them that Jesus told me to call you. I'm about my Father's business. Yeah. He wanted me to call you and tell you that he loves you and that he is concerned about you. Amen. Be a witness. They may want to give their hearts to Jesus. You know, never can tell. If you ask them, they may accept the Lord. I just need them in a word of prayer. Bless their home. Ask God to bless their home. Ask God to bless their family. And before you get off the line, ask him to follow you in a word of prayer. And just lead them on to Jesus, our Father. Lord, I'm sorry for all my sins. I believe in you, Jesus. You went to the cross and died for me. I open my heart to you and receive you. I believe they pray that prayer with you and after you. If you pray it, they may be just waiting on somebody to help them. Be about your Father's business. Go to the senior citizens' home. People who haven't been able to get out to church, take church to them. Amen. That's one of the things that I try to do. If I got members in the hospital who weren't able to be there on first Sunday to take communion, sometimes I'll take communion to them. Very important that you be about the Father's business. Some folks have burdens so heavy, and you can speak a word to them and pray for them. And God will hear your prayer and lift that heavy burden and lighten the heavy load. Just simply because of your prayer. People who lose loved ones, the Father wants them, their heart to be soothed. They got an aching heart. But if you can say a word to them, that will help. It's about the Father's business. People who are on the street, who don't have a home, living on the street. During the wintertime, I told y'all to take blankets to them. That would be about the Father's business. He wouldn't have folk on the street cold like that. He wanted them to have a blanket. Yeah. In the summertime, you've got some food and you got so much food you got leftovers. Why don't you think about that man or that woman under the bridge you saw the other day? You think they'd like to have some candy yams? Think they'd like to have some turkey on Christmas or wherever during the year? You think they'd like to have some pork chops that you had left over? You put them in the refrigerator and you forgot they were even there and you had to throw them out. What about that man, that woman who are homeless? You think they'd like to have those pork chops when they were fresh in the refrigerator? You think they'd like to have them? Think they'd like to have those green beans and those mashed potatoes with gravy and all that that you enjoyed so well? Would that be about the Father's business? And if they have determined in their mind that they, you see, sometimes people get locked in their mind that they can't do no better. And you can help unlock that just by being about the Father's business. That young boy, that young girl, who needs to be taught in Sunday school. Yeah. And nobody teaching the children. What about being about your Father's business? And the Holy Ghost spoke to you and said, you teach them. Wouldn't that be about the Father's business? That's why we pray on the line, Lord, forgive us not only for commission, in other words, the things that we've done, but forgive us for omission, the things that we haven't done. Because God spoke to you. Some of y'all have told you to do certain things, and you haven't done them. You haven't been about the Father's business. I could say much more, but I want somebody else. I haven't said it all, but there's some other things that you can do to be a blessing to people, which would be about the Father's business. Go into all the world. In the name of Jesus. All right, I'm opening up the prayer line. If you got a word on that, being about the Father's business. That's why we have this worldwide prayer and praise convention. It's about the Father's business, trying to get people to give God praise as never before. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Don't fool yourself. Nothing wrong with trying to get people to praise God all over the world. We're not asking them to praise us. We're asking people to praise God. Must not be anything wrong with it. The devil is trying to fight it. Why would he be taking his time to fight it if that wasn't going to be a blessing? He wouldn't. All right. But the line is open to you, being about the Father's business. Anybody else want to say something on that?
Bless you, Dr. Johnson and Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, and the prayer line. I was just sitting here thinking, as you were talking, how most time we think that doing God's business is behind the four walls or in between the four corners of the church. But as you were saying, the business of God's business is so important. His business is outside of the church. His business is to those that are lost, those that are hungry, those that are seeking and not able to find him, those that are out there with nothing. And you never know. Many times, even being in your home, you come so close to being homeless. And we have to remember those persons that are out there that are sleeping on the brush, that are sleeping on the bridges, that are sleeping on the gazebos and parks and things, and actually take them something to eat. We had a meeting here in Kentucky once where we fed some of the people, and we were even